Hello, this is Denise O'Dwyer, and I am the author and podcaster of the Chinese Astrology Podcast. And every week, people catch my eye in the news, and I always look at their Chinese astrology and look for insights into that person and see how they are and what's motivating them and where they are in their life. And this week, Carrie Simmons caught my eye. So Carrie Simmons is living in Downing Street, and she is the current fiance of Boris Johnson. So I thought I would have a look, because she's been hitting the news reports a little bit this week due to the fact that there's speculation that she's unofficially advising Boris in the background and playing a central role in political issues behind the scenes. So I wanted to look at Carrie and who she is and what's going on for her. So Carrie was born on the 17th of March, 1988, and she's the former director of communications for the Conservative Party. And she's a conservationist, and she's a former political advisor. And as I say, she's currently engaged to the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, and they had a baby in February 2020. So who is she and what's going on for her? From her chart, Carrie is a yin metal daymaster. So she's a yin metal daymaster that sits on a sheep branch. Now, yin metal is always elegant, likes the luxury, likes very lovely things, because the image of yin metal is very fine, precious metal or expensive jewellery that sparkles and captivates people when the candlelight glints off it or the sunlight glints off it. So this is precious metal that is delicate and unique. And with that comes, when yin metal people go under pressure, they can bend out of shape and become easily offended. But when they're on form, yin metal is fabulous and witty. It's a really wonderful energy that fills the room with exuberance and brilliance. You can't miss them when they come into the room. They're really captivating. And when we take Carrie's chart and we look at her full day pillar, so she's a yin metal who sits on the sheep. So this is another form of yin metal. So Carrie keeps all the qualities of yin metal, and then it deepens, our understanding of her and her chart deepens when we look at the branch, the sheep part that she sits on. When we look at that whole pillar of yin metal sheep, there's a slightly different quality to the yin metal, because yin metal sheep, we call it copper. So it's like it's a superconductor. It's kind of like copper wire. So it means that metal sheep is the master of communication. So it's no surprise that Carrie was for a time the Conservative Party Director of Communications. She's a skilled connector. She's a really good communicator. And apparently her friends describe her as knowing the press well. So really that pillar, the yin metal sheep pillar, which is copper, is the ultimate connector. So this is a pillar that is a natural leader. It's also a pillar that really desires fame and power. And being kind of bendable wire, it can do whatever it takes to use their skills to find the fame and the power that they seek. And underneath it, underneath the yin metal sparkle, there is, you know, if that pillar, yin metal sheep, there is a hint of a slightly fragile self-esteem, because copper is the least precious of all the metals. So there's a feeling that comes from being not quite good enough that perhaps can hide behind a very accomplished exterior. So this makes people with this pillar work or study extra hard to compensate for that inner sense of lack, of self-lack. And so they might become cunning or sometimes bend the truth. Remember, this is wire or bendable metal. So sometimes bend the truth to make things appear perhaps better than they are. And the partner of a metal sheep needs to know that their job is to remind them that they are actually very clever and very skilled, and that they are more than enough, so that it kind of takes care of, or it sort of assuages that inner self-doubt that your metal sheep have. And interestingly, sheep people in general, people born with sheep branch, can become quite spiritually inclined. So yin metal sheep sometimes find spirituality at some point in their life. And when they do, that really kind of makes their self-doubt become less. So let's look at Carrie's work life. So her career pillar is yin wood rabbit. The image we use for that is an attractive field of flowers. People find yin wood rabbit people very attractive, really. So it makes them really good people. And sometimes, though, that pillar can get slightly taken advantage of by other people because they can be too nice. However, don't be fooled, because really, in the year pillar of Carrie's chart, she's a Yang Earth dragon, and that is super strong pillar. This is the mighty mountain range, and it's a wise and powerful leader who likes to be at the forefront. And with it being Carrie's year pillar, this is how people see her when they first meet her, as a very strong, very powerful potential leader. So Yang Earth Dragon is a special pillar that has that kind of need to be leading from the front. So overall, her chart and for her career in her chart is really strong. And it brings a lot of opportunities for her to make money. There's a lot of wealth in her chart. And Carrie's chart shows that in her life, interestingly, she's likely to meet her husband through her work. And in 2022, she goes into a new 10-year period in her life, which further strengthens her career and massively increases her wealth capacity. And looking at Carrie's chart, I really expect that in those 10 years going forwards from 2022, Carrie's going to do really well in her work because she gets this great strengthening to her chart. And these will be some of her best years. And also, just as a kind of side note, from 2021, the ox arrives in the year. So 2021 is a metal ox year, and ox and sheep are a clash. So it means that in that year, next year, Carrie receives to her spouse palace that represents her partner, receives a clash. And often when people get a clash to their spouse palace, they can get married. So stay tuned. There could be a wedding on the cards. So thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I love doing these podcasts. Contact me on denise@chineseastrology.co.uk if you want to ask any questions or just talk Chinese astrology, because it is my most favorite thing. And thank you very much, and have a great week.